We are doing Mishlei. We are holding in the 21st chapter, Perek Chaf Aleph of Mishlei, Proverbs. And we're up to Pasuk Vav. We're up to the 6th verse. Perek Chaf Aleph, the 21st chapter, Pasuk Vav, the 6th verse.
24?
21. Poal Otsarot Bilshon Shaker. If one has acted to amass storage houses with wealth, and the way he's amassed that wealth is with speaking lies, bilshon, with the tongue, shaker, that is deceitful, that is lying, hevel nidaf mevakshe mavet. If you haven't found the place yet, so pass me your Tanakh, I'll try to find it. Yeah, kafalef pasuk vav. Want to pass it to me? Kaf Aleph 21 Pasuk Vav. Correct. Yes. Nope. You want to pass it to me? Correct. Here you go. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Po'alotzarot bilshon shaker. He who has acted to amass his wealth through using deceit, his tongue has lied in order to amass his wealth. Hevel nidaf mevakshe mavet. It is something that will not last, like a leaf that will ultimately just go in the wind. And not only that, says Shlomo HaMelech, but mevakshe mavet. It pushes him and it really brings him to death. Sometimes we think, if we'll just bend the rules here, bend the rules there, we'll get a little bit richer. And Shlomo HaMelech keeps hammering in the point. You're going to try to attain wealth with deceit. Ultimately it brings one's downfall. Ultimately it brings one's death. Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishlei, correct. Shod Reshaim. The thievery of the wicked, yigorem, destroys them, gives them fear. A man's been cheating the IRS for 50 years. So now he's 70 years old, and he's always scared with every knock at the door. Maybe they're on to me. So do something about it, buddy. Go to the IRS and say, you know, I owe you money. No. People don't fix their sins. Ki me'anu la'asot mishpat, for they refuse to do that which is justice. Very often we live in fear, and we could correct that fear if only we'd stand up to the fear and deal with it. But we refuse to do what's right. The next pasuk is phenomenal. Every pasuk is phenomenal, but this one, the wisdom is so relevant. Hapach pach. If a person keeps switching, hafoch means to overturn. If a person keeps switching his path in life, you have these people that they one year they're Breslov, the next year they're Chabad, one year they're Christian, the next year they're Muslim, the next year they're Jewish, the next year they're atheist. If a person is hafachpach, if he keeps switching courses in life, derech ish, at times he will be on the path to be a man, he'll be on the path to do what's right, bazar, and at times he'll be on the path to do that which is wrong, which is strange. Zal literally means a stranger. If a person is hafachpach, if a person keeps switching courses, sometimes he will be on the right path and sometimes he'll be on the wrong path. We have to try to find consistency in our lives. Vizach, in a person who is pure, Yashar Paolo, then his actions are straight. He can be consistent. This is something to bear in mind, especially when a person has done gear or tshuva. A person has to try and find consistency in his life. Consistent growth, but consistency. Tov Lashevet Alpinat Gag. It is better to sit on the corner of a rooftop. Meaning you don't even have protection from the elements. You don't even have a lot of space. You're in a corner. You're all alone. That's better than Me'eshet Midyanim, a woman who constantly spurns battle. She is constantly getting you into fights. You walk into the house and she's got a bad word ready. You take off your coat, she's got another 10 to go. And every 2 seconds you're fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and you don't know how to get out of it. Shlomo HaMelech says you're better off being on a rooftop all alone in the corner than being with a wife like that, uveit chaver, and having a house bustling with friends. Sometimes people think, I'll have friends. Yeah, friends are important. But you know what? Having fights within the house all the time, that's the most bitter thing a person can have. And even if you have beit chaver, a house filled with friends, it's not going to make up for it. Shlomo HaMelech says you'd be better off not having a house, not having friends, being stuck on the corner of a roof, the baking sun, the winds, the rains, but you don't have the Eshet Midyanim. You don't have the fights within the house. A person has to try and bring tranquility into his home. It means being very giving. It means being very patient. It means swallowing your tongue many, many times. And Shlomo HaMelech says, if you can have peace, it's the most beautiful thing in the house. If you have the opposite of peace, Eshet Midyanim, a wife that's always picking fights with you, then you should know nothing's going to make up for that. Now, a word to the wise. It's very easy in life to point fingers. I want a peaceful house. She's the one picking the fights. If it were up to me, there would be no fights. What does she want for my life? So I ate and I didn't clean the dishes. So I went to sleep and I put my socks on the floor near the bed. So she asked me to put my laundry in the hamper and I forgot. So I flossed my teeth and I left the string on the bed. So I left the house and I forgot to tell her goodbye. So I came home late and I forgot to call and tell her, honey, I'm going to be late. All these things are things that are very, very improper. And they're going to touch a woman deeply. She asked you to do something, you disregarded it. What do you want? How does she feel? You certainly didn't give her a feeling like you value her. So a person has to be very careful before he applies this pasuk. It's very tempting, especially in the beginning of married life, when the nature of the first 2 years of marriage is that there will be constant fights, to think back to this pasuk and say, gee, Shlomo HaMelech had a point. No, that's not what Shlomo HaMelech was talking about. Shlomo HaMelech was talking about a woman who's Eshet Midyanim. There are people who are quarrelous. They are constantly contrary. And even there, one has to find a way of making it work. But to our female listeners, let's take a word to heart here. Pasuk Yud. By the way, it's not right that I'm saying that. To our male listeners, we got to take things to heart too, because men could also pick fights. Men could also be quarrelous and pick fights. But I think the reason why we're going to find that Shlomo HaMelech focuses on the woman is because women were granted bina yetera, extra understanding. And if a woman invests the time to think about it, she can have the man wrapped around her little finger. Us men were very simple. We might be smart, but we don't have the understanding the women have. And so I think the reason Shlomo HaMelech attributes the success or failure of the house to the woman is because the woman has the potential to change the man in ways that the man cannot change the woman. Sure, in marriage we influence one another, but in life usually the women run the show. There's a saying that goes, behind every great man is an even greater woman, and there's an offshoot of that saying that says, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. Why is she rolling her eyes? Because she knows better. They know us where others don't know us.
But how do you take away that power from her?
Why should we take away that power from her?
Because if she's going to wrap around her finger the man, it is going to be the man is going to be like a
All right.
Oh, so a smart woman wraps the man around the little finger and gives him the feeling that he's running the show.
That's where
it's to your benefit. But but I didn't see any commentary that says this, but learning Mishle, that's my understanding. Pasuk Yud. Nefesh Rasha, the soul of the wicked, Ivitara, desires that which is bad. Meaning, at some level, when we do something bad, we know it's bad. And at some level, even the wicked know that what they're doing is bad. Lo yuhan be'enav re'ehu. When he looks at his counterpart, at his friend, who's behaving the same way he does, he doesn't find favor in his eyes. If you look at people that are like you, and you think, that's despicable, I can't stand a person like that, then you gotta look in the mirror and ask yourself, wait a second, and what am I? If you're a good person and a kind person, then chances are when you meet people that are like you, you'll like them. The Pasuk tells us the wicked, even though they desire bad for themselves, when they see others behaving in the exact same fashion that they're behaving, it does not find favor in their eyes, for they recognize that it is bad. Pasuk Yudalef, Ba'anosh Letz, when the joker gets his punishment, Yech Kampeti, then the fool learns his lesson. A fool must see the outcome of one's actions in order to learn. So we shouldn't have to make mistakes in order to learn. So the fool, he's one step up. When he sees someone else suffering the repercussions of their actions, he can learn from that. Ba'anosh Letz, when the joker gets punished, Yech Kampeti, the fool becomes wiser. Uvehaskil lechacham, but when the wise man learns, Yikach Da'at, he attains knowledge. We have to aspire to be on the level where we could attain knowledge without someone suffering consequences. We should attain knowledge by learning. The wise man doesn't have to see the scenario played out before him in order to learn the lesson. Pasuk Yud Bet, Maskil Tzadik Levet Rasha. The Tzadik makes the house of the Rasha more successful. We find when Yaakov went to Laban's house, so Laban started prospering. The mere fact that a Tzadik is around is usually a source of blessing to others. So Maskil Tzadik Levet Rasha, the Tzadik brings success to the house of the wicked, Misalef Reshaim Lara, and in essence, this confuses the wicked, this causes them to mistaken and continue doing that which is bad. Because when the wicked see themselves succeeding, they say, gee, must be God likes what I'm doing. So when the Tzadik is in the Rasha's house, the Rasha sees blessing. The Rasha doesn't think, maybe the reason I'm having blessing is because the Tzaddik's in my house. He says, must be, I'm a good person. God likes the way I'm behaving, and he doesn't do tshuva. Otem ozno miza'akat dal. If one stuffs his ears from hearing the wailing of the poor, gam hu yikra, he too will find himself calling, ve'lo ye'ane, and will not be answered. This is a very important message, and in essence, this is one of the recurring themes that we've seen even tonight. Very often, we try to attain a certain goal, and we take the most simplistic way of attaining that goal. I want money, you have money, I'll steal your money, and I'll have money. Very simple. The simplest way to get money is to take money, right? If you're going to tell me that I have to work, I'll work all month, at the end of the month I'll get a paycheck, that's pretty hard. It's much simpler to look at when I can take someone else's money when they're not looking. The simple route to things, on the surface, seems to be the best way to get it. We began our learning tonight with the message, those who try to fill their storage houses with deceit, ultimately it'll bring about their death. People try to attain things the simple way. People are unscrupulous. They don't think about whether it's right, it's wrong. So Shlomo Melech says, you should know, you're not going to gain what you think you're going to gain. The wicked who steal from others, that brings them fear. It doesn't bring them security. A person who keeps switching his paths, etc. And now, Shlomo HaMelech says, what happened when the poor man yelled? The simplest way for me to stay rich is not to give anyone else my money. So he's yelling, I'm not listening. Shlomo HaMelech warns us, it doesn't work that way. If we don't listen when others are yelling, then Gamhu, that person as well, when he's yelling, no one's going to listen. And if we want to take this on a nationalistic level, there was once a beautiful work written. It's not beautiful, it's maybe a misnomer, a very moving work. I don't remember who wrote it. He was describing the behavior of the different governments in Europe during the period when Hitler was overtaking country after country. So the person in the cartoon says, when Hitler went to kill, when Hitler conquered the Poles yelled for help, but I didn't do anything, for I wasn't a Pole. Hitler went to kill the Jews, and the Jews yelled for help, well, I didn't do anything, for I wasn't a Jew. Hitler went to kill the Gypsies, and the Gypsies yelled for help, well, I didn't do anything, for I wasn't a Gypsy. Hitler went to kill the Negroes, and they yelled for help. Well, I didn't do anything, for I wasn't one of them. And he goes on and on, nation after nation. Hitler went to kill the communists. The communists yelled for help. I didn't do anything, for I wasn't a communist. And then Hitler came to kill me, and I yelled for help, and there was no one left to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Germany.
It's famous here.
Okay. So, Shlomo HaMelech warns us, Otemos no, whoever stuffs his ear from hearing the wailing of the poor, when it'll be his turn, he will reach a point where he'll call and he won't be answered. And this can be understood on a spiritual level as well. That it's, God says, if you don't have compassion for them, I won't have compassion for you.
Maybe I missed, but I don't understand the previous. Maskil tadiv lebeit rasha, where Masalir.
Rishayim Nara, we said the tzaddik brings success to the rasha's house. Maskil, it can mean to bring success. And in essence, by doing that, he confuses, he misguides the wicked, because they see that they're successful and they attribute their success to themselves. So they continue sinning. That's misalef rishayim lara. He inadvertently. Matan baseter yichpe'af. Giving something under wraps, giving something in a concealed form, brings down the anger. So the simple understanding is, someone's upset at you. Someone says, you stole my date. You stole my chavrusa. So, if you come to him in private and you bring him a cake from Angels and you say, look, I really feel bad that you feel like I did something improper. I didn't mean to do anything that would hurt you. You leave him a cake on his bed. When he gets to bed that night, he looks and he says, aww. Matan basetel, something given under wraps. Yich pe'af, that covers the anger. Veshochad b'chek, and giving a bribe to one in one's close embracement, meaning again under wraps, chimaza brings down even the greatest wrath. So the simple reading of the verse is that it's talking about interhuman relations. But Chazal told us that this is a reference to tzedakah. That tzedakah that's given in a way that is not shameful, tzedakah that's given in a modest way, we don't do it overtly. We do matan basetel. I give it to someone who gives it to the poor person. The person doesn't have to be embarrassed that he got it from me. So that's yich be'af. That puts down God's anger. Even if a person deserves God's anger, he sinned, he deserves a punishment. Our sages said, the greatest thing to protect a person from God's anger is giving things in hiding. Simcha latzadik asot mishpat. The tzaddik finds happiness in doing justice. Umchita lefoale avin. And for the sinners, they find happiness in bringing destruction to the world. Adam, If you have a person, to'eh miderech haskel, he errs from the ways of the Torah, bikhal refa'im yanuach. He will only find rest when he is in the congregation of the deceased. Meaning, if a person is to'eh, he is in error. A person can sometimes spend his whole life in error, going from one error to the other, seeking, searching. A person can spend his life that way. Adam to'eh, a person who is consistently erring, he is consistently missing the mark, mider chaskel, from the way of the wise, from the way of the Torah, bikhal refa'im, only when he joins the congregation of those that are deceased, those that are dead, yanuach, will he find rest. When a person doesn't find the path that is true, he spends his life with spiritual unrest. He will consistently have spiritual upheaval. And that's what you find then. Ish machso ohev simcha. If a person only wants happiness, let's party, he's going to find himself constantly lacking. He's going to lose even the good that he wants to attain. Look at Mozart. Right? Mozart ran after parties all the time. He wasted his wealth. He died a pauper. Ohev yain vashemin. One who loves the amenities of life, wine and fine oil, lo yashir, he won't become wealthy. Chazal say that one of the reasons that the poor remain poor is that they don't think I can become rich. So they figure, let me enjoy today. A guy makes a salary. If he were smart, he would take a nice portion of that salary and put it on the side so that he could attain assets that will give him more income. What does the average poor person do? He gets a salary. And then he says, gee, I'm never going to get rich anyways. Let me buy my wife a gift. It's a nice thing to do. But let's think about when's the right time and with which money and how to do it. He says to himself, Shabbos is coming up. I'm going to buy myself a snack. So we're supposed to honor the Shabbos. But what do most people do? They go to the store and they buy 3 chocolate bars. One for today, one for tomorrow, one for Shabbos. That's not buying in honor of Shabbos. That's buying in honor of you. Chazal say, we're supposed to honor Shabbos. But the rest of the week, we should try to save our money so that we will be in a better financial state. We're supposed to do mitzvahs, we're supposed to do tzedakah. But we're also supposed to be logical and intelligent and be smart financially. People are supposed to save their money and use their money wisely. When a person is constantly looking for the amenities, let me go get a pizza, let me go get a bar of chocolate. What do you need the bar of chocolate for? Save the money and you'll have more money later to invest. Buy yourself a house. Look, you got to figure out ways of getting out of the rat race, of having more money at your disposal and having assets that generate money. So Chazal kept instructing us, and this pasuk also says that. If you're always looking for parties, then you're always causing yourself to be lacking financially. A person has, no, there is a time for parties, but it's a unique time. On the day today, I have to think how to save my money so I could move forward financially. Yeah?
But this also said in Mishlei, don't think about riches, because it's money take wings and fly out.
Yeah, hatayif enecha bo ve'inenu. It's true. A person shouldn't think that his great aspiration in life is to become wealthy. Wealth can come and wealth can go, and wealth can go very easily.
Yes.
It doesn't come so easily, but it definitely can go so easily. So that, we're not saying that should be one's aspiration in life. But what we are saying is that one should try to use his money wisely. And part of using it wisely is to try and attain a certain foundation so that one has certain financial security. One can hopefully work less and learn more. A person has to think in advance and use the money wisely. And the person should know that if he's going to be looking consistently to party, which is a tendency of the poor are always looking to enjoy the now. And as such, they don't save for the later. Ohev yain v'shemin, he who loves wine and oil, lo yashir, he will not become wealthy. Now, you're right. Our goal in life is not to be wealthy. That's not our goal. But it is useful, and if you're going to have money, you might as well use it wisely. Pasuk Yud Chet. Kofer la tzadik rasha. Sometimes the tzaddik has a decree, he's supposed to die, and then that decree is annulled in heaven. So we say that in heaven there's this concept of midat hadin, that there's a justice system, and the justice system says, someone here is supposed to die, where's the guy who's supposed to die? So then they put a rasha in his place, they say, here, take him instead. Kofer la tzaddik rasha, sometimes the redemption of the tzaddik is the rasha. V'tachat yesharim boged, and in place of those that are straight, those that will be punished will be those that are traitors. So that's what we find with Mordechai and Haman. Haman builds this huge post to hang Mordechai on it, 50 amas high, you're talking about 100 feet high into the air, taller than the Machon Meir building. He builds this long pole to hang Mordechai. So there's a noose there, it's waiting for someone who gets hung on it. Haman, not Mordechai. Kofel la tzaddik rasha. Sometimes the replacement for the tzaddik is the rasha. Pasuk yutet, and with this we will conclude our learning tonight of Mishlei. Tov shevet be'eretz midbar. It is better for one to live in a desert, me'eshet midyanim v'chas, rather than a woman who constantly brings fights into the home and anger. There is an Eishes Chayil, and her husband dedicated our learning tonight in honor of that Eishes Chayil, a young Kala. Our learning tonight was dedicated to the new Kala, Emuna Geula Bat Avraham. May Hashem bless her and her husband with Shlom Bayit, Simcha, Hashrat Shechina, all that is good and sweet, Ad 120.